Day 18, December 18th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 147, verses 1 through 11, and was written by the Reverend Emily Cooper, class of 2019. There is 1 week left until Christmas Day. If you are like me, you might not be filled with overwhelming joy, but instead filled with anxiety about how everything will get done. Are all the cookies baked? Even the special ones that the kids like to leave for Santa? Have you finished wrapping the presents? Have you started? Have you bought the presents yet? Did you mail the things being shipped out of state? There is so much happening in this final countdown to Christmas. The season of Advent is one of preparation. Over the past several weeks, we have been preparing our hearts and minds for the birth of Jesus, our Savior. We may have also been creating a giant to-do list to make it to the big day. It is easy to get lost in the busyness of the season. Our joy can be overtaken by our quest for the perfect holiday. We can lose ourselves this time of year. Today, as you think about all that is left on your to-do list, I encourage you to stop and breathe. Read Psalm 147, 1 through 11, then slowly read it again. God is gracious. The Christmas carols we hear everywhere we go are praising the divine. No matter how we feel today, no matter what our list may look like, God is with us, tending to us. God heals the brokenhearted and is understanding beyond measure. God lifts us up. There is a reason to be filled with joy. God's steadfast love is with us always, giving us what we need each and every day. So if the chaos of the season is overpowering the peaceful preparation you'd planned on experiencing, know that you are not alone. Take a moment to allow yourself to feel the joy offered in knowing that no matter what you are experiencing, God is with you. And Emmanuel is coming once again on Christmas morning. Today's prayer. God of all seasons, thank you for today. Thank you for days filled to the brim with things needing to be done. Thank you for quiet, calm days. Thank you for seasons of life that are full beyond measure. And thank you for the days when we long for just one thing to do. Kindle your divine joy in our hearts so that we may share it with others as we go through our day. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.